Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
LeVar Arrington, welcome back.
Hi, guys.
Happy to have you.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Hey, LeVar. Hi. Hi, Q. How you doing?
Lots of lies spun yesterday as to why you weren't here.
Just oh, yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of just one off the top that you said, Jonas.
What was one you used?
You did so poorly in your mock draft that you were suspended for a show. That was one. We also threw out the go-to PED suspension.
Oh, okay.
Why are you throwing me into this? I didn't say any of these.
Because you were providing the content. You had the ideas. No. You're the idea man. No. I was just the
messenger. It sounds like I would be really concerned about my mock draft accuracy. You're right.
Or me on PEDs, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, I don't P-test.
I already know Varzel Natrell.
I have started using supplements now, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that guy that talks about how you don't have to eat right and all that stuff, and he rips his shirt off. They got me. He got me.
What are you talking about? Which
guy? You
know,
like the V-shred and all that stuff. You never heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know. It's the Dr. Drew, I think, is on that program or whatever. Anyways, doesn't matter.
And getting all stacked and jacked now?
I mean, I can see the difference now that I've been using it. And you see, I'd be drinking green tea now and drink coffee. As much.
Yeah, what a sellout.
Yeah, well, there you
Come
go.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What happened? Just good old, you know what you should do? Just try good old-fashioned black coffee.
Dang.
It's nothing.
Why's it got to be black, Jonas?
Because
he's trying to honor Lee. Try to show some solidarity to Lee. Lee likes it black, so I'm going to go black.
Damn.
With my coffee,
wow.
That is.
Okay. Damn.
With my coffee.
Damn.
I can't get too carried away.
what supplements did you guys take when you were playing? Were you all gassed up on creatine?
I took creatine in high school because I was trying to gain weight. And then once I realized I didn't need to try to gain weight.
That Permanti's protein?
Well, Permanti's protein for certain.
Permanti's protein.
Yeah. Come on, man. You know what it
for
is.
For certain.
The 412.
That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah. That just didn't even sound right.
Yeah. No Diddy.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
No Diddy. Yeah.
I do.
There wasn't enough protein in that game last night.
Apparently not down the stretch.
You said it wasn't quite what you had said, Var, but it wasn't far off.
Mm, okay.
The Lakers have got to be so frustrated. If you're a Laker fan, it's the same thing every single game. They're winning, they're winning, they're winning, and then about 6 minutes left to go in the game, Denver's like, all right, we're good now.
Isn't that what good teams do, though?
Yeah, I know. But it's
they
like
played so poorly, though. It was such an ugly, like, they were so sloppy in the game and still beat them. That's how you know they're just way better than the Lakers are.
So do you take any solace in the fact, I can't wait, but by the way, Petros Papadakis is joining us in Hour 3, special Tuesday appearance. Do you take any solace?
Do you take any solace
in the fact that the Lakers, in totality, led for more minutes than Denver did in the series? Like, do you look at that and go, you know, one or two things here, you know, it was competitive sweep last year, and still they're going home in five.
Is Darvin Ham back next year?
No, he's gone.
Damn.
No, please.
Is LeBron James back?
The cat.
Well, that's it's funny you bring that up. LeBron James did speak with the media post-game, and he was asked that same question, and this was his response before walking out of the press conference.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
And away we go. Listen.
Guys, committed. Yeah. Really committed to the old Lakers. Huh?
That's that Aaron Rodgers bit, though. Aaron Rodgers and LeBron James must have the same media coach.
I don't think they do.
No.
I think Rodgers is on his own, man.
Yeah, you might be right. I just know this. They always say something that makes the offseason all about them.
Oh, it's very vague.
Right?
Yeah, it's always some sort of a vague response. And, yeah, like that's why last year the conversation was more about, you know, the Lakers than it was Denver after the series, which is why Mike Malone and those guys were pissed off a little bit, and they kind of held that grudge. And then now we go into the offseason.
He does the same exact thing. He did the same exact thing. That's the same exact quote. It's not the same exact quote. It's the same exact quote in terms of it's so open-ended, so now it opens up the conversation.
Are you talking about between Rodgers and the Kang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers says things that creatively, organically get people to want to talk about him, even during offseason. Provocative.
Right. I think he's
gets the people going.
Get them going!
Yeah, but he's a little bit...
it's a pants party.
He does.
Deep pantsing.
But Rodgers has a little different flair to it, because it really welcomes in, like, the UFO flat earthers to be a part of the conversation.
True. Are those the same people? Yeah. You can't believe the earth is flat, but also believe in UFOs.
Yeah, I mean,
those two things don't jive, Jones.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, there are people that dabble in both those worlds, you know?
I don't think so. I think those are two separate folks. I think if you believe in UFOs, you undoubtedly know the world is round. And you would not believe it in a flat earthing.
But UFOs and aliens have taken a turn. Like, now there's some thought that aliens are amongst us. I'm just saying that they're walking around and they've been here for years.
Well, I mean, that don't they have, like, task force for that and border?
Just a compliment, by the way. I feel like LeVar is much closer to an alien than you are, Jonas.
Jeez.
What?
Damn.
That's a compliment.
I know it is, but I'm just trying to make sure the in-laws aren't listening. It's LeVar just...
What? That's the only one I know about. You can't judge me for saying what it is that I know about. I mean, that's what I thought. That's what you were talking about.
No.
Are those? I mean, if you're. never mind.
Yeah, you know.
Never mind. Sorry to the Knox in-laws.
No, I
meant no harm by it. I was just saying that's what I know of it.
You know, there's just the conspiracy theory folks feel like they're welcomed into the conversation with Aaron Rodgers and with LeBron James. It's like a lot of the winos, the people that hang out at Vineyards and Napa and like go there for like, you know.
It's only basketball.
Their 10-year anniversary and stuff like that. Like those people like hang out with LeBron in those circles,
right.
And they're welcomed into this conversation now. So now they're going to sit over a glass of $2 Chuck all off season and think about whether or not they should get a splurge and get the bottle of Rex Goliath, or if they should sit around and ponder whether or not LeBron James is going to be a Laker next year. He's done it. He's made himself the storyline heading into the offseason because he's got an opt out and he desperately wants to play with his son.
I don't think I'm going to answer this.
So, you know. Not going to partake.
Thank you. I'm just going to just continue to teabag over here and mind my business, you know?
Okay. Is that you got three teabags?
I'm successfully dipping my teabags, and it is three of them. I'm teabagging it.
Aren't you supposed to go just one teabag?
That's what they say.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. I want it extra strong.
He wants extra teabags.
That's right.
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
I mean, you can never
what?
Teabag too much. No, there could never be too much teabagging.
That's a great point, yeah. Man. That is a tremendous point.
And that'll conclude our coverage. Yeah,
listen.
I mean, the Celtics had a great game too.
That we'll wait to see what happens with Porzingis and how significant his injury is. He's going to get a test done later on, yeah. And then you've also got the New Orleans Pelicans, who Charles Barkley says should be sent to Galveston, not Cancun.
Is it 9 a.m. in this studio for a reason? Like, why do I feel like we're in Fort Lauderdale or Miami right now?
What up, Lottie Dottie?
It's bright.
God dang.
Yeah, it is bright in here.
Why is it so bright there? I felt like you was live bet Jesus, like, for real. Like,
I mean, look.
God dang, it's bright as hell in here.
Yeah, like I'm normally pasty. I'm real pasty right now. Like it is. I look like a.
Is this an attack on my skin color? Yeah, like, y'all got it bright in here because I'm dark on camera?
Racist.
There's the. One of the lights does not
work. Was this a subtlety of LeVar? We need to have more light on you so the videos come out right. I don't understand why it's so bright here.
We need that Big Noon Kickoff light is what we need. That's what we need.
Lights are studio lights, man. You know what I mean? Like the Big Noon Kickoff lights, boy. Yeah. They got them studio lights.
Man, that's why people be wearing sunglasses on TV, though.
Because it'd be bright.
It's so bright, and you're like, man, it's the daytime. We shouldn't need this much lighting. We got the sun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that thing will be blinding you.
Blinded.
If it looks like we're squinting, it's because we are. Because
you're squinting.
Yeah.
Because it's bright in your eyes.
Yeah.
It's hitting your cataracts and your retinas and your corneas.
Yeah. That's right. All those.
I don't know who got cataracts.
If you guys were to bet, will LeBron be back in LA next year?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you're betting on them, drafting Bronny?
No.
Mm. Oh.
Maybe taking him as a
second round?
Or undrafted. Signing him as an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
You get to choose then.
Roster,
I mean,
that might be the plan.
Do you feel like he should be drafted?
No. That should be the plan, though. The plan should be to go into the draft, go undrafted, because then now he can go sign with who he wants to sign with.
Well, has he fully committed to going into the draft? Because he did enter the portal, and I saw some stuff out there that maybe Duquesne, because LeBron LeBron has a relationship with Duquesne.
Is that right?
That they could be the landing spot for him.
The Dukes. Yes,
and I'll be honest with you, I was going to look more into it, and the draft.
Is it the Dukes?
The NFL draft was on, and I was like, screw that. Better things to do.
Is it the Duquesne
Dukes? The Duquesne Dukes?
I think so.
Hey, come on, man. Pittsburgh, you know.
It's the Berg.
Yeah.
That's used to practice there during state playoffs. We used to practice on their field because they had better field surface because of how bad the weather got. So we used to go down to Duquesne.
It's kind of a weird location. It just sort of pops up.
It's like just right there. It's just like right there.
It's really strange.
See the little county jail? Like right there.
Who's over there?
He right off of Fifth Ave. Shouts out to Fifth Ave.
What up,
Sam Clancy?
Yeah.
What up, though?
What up, Sam Clancy?
Pitt's finest.
Yeah. So that's the speculation. But the fun part about all this is that the Lakers get eliminated.
That's fun.
LeBron James. Well, it's fun because we're going to have Petros on, and he's going to probably unload.
Detonate.
Yeah, because as he says, he's been getting nailed by the king for years now in this town, and he's tired of it. And the rubber's got to meet the road, and he's going to put a stop to all the nonsense that's going on. So we'll get all that from Petros coming up in hour three.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You guys going to watch this Tom Brady roast coming up on Sunday?
I probably won't. I'll miss it.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how aggressive they're going to be with him. I think Belichick's one of the roasters, by the way.
I think they're going to be really aggressive.
You think so?
Yes. Here's the dynamic, and I'm not saying this to like, oh, you know, people, they don't really understand. But I would say locker room talk cuts like knives, man.
Ooh.
And that is what we're about to get between the former players he played with and even Bill Belichick, who, even in his team meetings, I mean, look, I've never been in his team meetings, but I've been in a lot of coaches who tried to mimic what those are like. And that is not for the faint of heart. So I think it's going to be spectacular, and it's going to be rough.
Like,
who's the one comedian? Is it Anthony Jeselnik who talks like very like dark?
Yeah.
Like about death and everything all the time?
I think he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Jeselnik. Yeah. Ooh. Well, all I'm saying is imagine that times eight people up there. Just digging in on him the whole time.
The problem is Greg Giraldo passed away. Look up Greg Giraldo's roasts. The stuff is so offensive that you cannot believe that he didn't just get assaulted. Like, he went after everybody from Warren Sapp to David Hasselhoff to nobody was untouchable. And then I think Jeff Ross is going to be, he's always the like the roast master, so he's going to be the kind of leading the charge with all this. But I'm wondering which comedians show up. Is Gillis going to get the call?
Didn't they say Kevin Hart was going to be a part of it?
Kevin Hart, I've not seen if Shane Gillis would be. I would imagine there'd be some comedians that have some sort of tie back to Boston, right? Have they said if Mark Wahlberg's going to be a part of it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I feel like he would be a surprise person to be involved.
I could see that.
Yeah. Well, listen, the one place you're not going to see Tom Brady is back on the field in New England. We can assure you. There was some speculation that, you know, Brady said he would be open to a potential return. He threw out the Patriots, the 49ers, the Raiders, just kind of having fun. A what-if scenario if somebody needed him. The new Patriots head coach, Gerard Mayo, was on the Greg Hill show, and he spoke about the potential of Tom Brady returning to New England.
I love Tom, and the door is always open if he wants to come in here and coach. But as far as going on the field, I don't know. But if he comes in here, once again, going back to the – hey, the best player will play. You got to come here and compete. And he loves competition. So I doubt he's going to be walking through these doors anytime soon.
If he wanted to come back and play, why the hell would he play for the Patriots? They're going
to
be
there's even talk of, like, if he wanted to come back and coach, it's like, why the hell would he want to coach? I mean, like, for starters, he's making $37.5 million to be on TV.
Jeez.
Someone going to pay him that? Maybe playing, but not coaching. I don't really understand.
If he was going to come back and play, San Fran and Vegas are the places that make sense. Like, if somebody needed him, if there was an injury, God forbid, to Brock Purdy or something like that, those would be, but I don't even think it's even allowed if he's going to be owner of the Raiders that he can come back and play. So the whole conversation was just odd. It's not going to happen. And call me, like, listen, maybe I'm on an island. I'm more interested in seeing what he's like as a broadcaster than him coming back to return as a player. I want to see how this works. Like, yeah. I want to see how good he's going to be.
Back to the roast. So Belichick's going to be a part of it. Do you think it's more of a decision Belichick made almost to get back at Kraft in a way? Is Robert Kraft going to be a part of it?
I haven't seen anything
that says Kraft will be a part
of it. Yeah, if I was Robert Kraft, I'd probably steer clear from a roast. You know?
You're up next.
The problem is, it's not just the guy who's getting roasted. It's everybody else on stage in attendance. You're also going to get it, too.
And, 100%.
So, like, if I was Robert Kraft and you don't want any stories about
Jupiter,
Florida.
Easy target.
Oh, my God.
Easy target.
He steps out on stage. He's got a bullseye on him.
Easy target.
And it ain't on his back. It's on the front.
Dang.
Yeah. But my point is, it seems like he's getting outside the box for Bill Belichick. He was a part of the draft coverage. Now he's doing this. I don't know if this is going to work out well for Robert Kraft.
It's not.
You know, in the end, he's going to look like the bad guy. And people are going to forget about his role in their success in comparison to Tom and Bill.
He's going to become infamous.
Yeah, well, they're going to be out there more.
Dang.
And he's going to kind of sit back in the shadows. But I almost wonder, too, if Bill committed to this before Robert Kraft even could, even if he wanted to. Because now you'd think, oh, maybe they both can be involved. But to your point, A, he'd be an easy target, and B, well, Belichick already committed to it. So how's that interaction going to work out after the documentary came out where Kraft basically tried to bury Belichick?
And also, the more that people talk about the documentary and the more that there's pushback on it, and even Robert Kraft tried to say, oh, well, you know, we didn't have any input on that. And it was like, all right, it's Kraft LLC at the end of the credits each episode. It feels like...
Did they fund it?
Yeah, like, and that's
paid for it. If you pay for it, you can have a say in what ends up coming out on the other side.
You certainly can have a say in it.
And so when all these former players are coming out going, man, don't like the way Belichick was being represented, and it's not just one or two. It's Brady, it's Gronk, it's Devin McCourty, it's Rodney Harrison, it's, you know, Stephon Gilmore. Like, all these guys have come out afterwards.
I was tricked.
Yeah,
like I was duped.
And they're pissed about it.
They were telling me it was one thing, and it turned out to be something else. Like, that's what I've heard.
And so it feels like the tables have turned to where now, you know, Belichick was he's got to go, he's the problem. And, you know, one of the pieces of that article that came out from Seth Wickersham and company was that, you know, Belichick kind of views it as if he goes somewhere else and has success, who does Robert Kraft have to blame if the coach and the quarterback went somewhere else and won and you've still got a bag of crap for a football team that you've had for the past few years? And it's not.
I'll say this. When we first were talking about it, I took a stance like, man, Kraft is Kraft. And in so many ways he is Kraft. But the more I've listened to you guys and the more I've kind of dug into it, it does seem a tad bit curious that the stakes are so high on every little thing that happens. Like, this is just a roast. All it should be is really, it's a roast, right? But yet it still turns into like a politically driven, you know, politics between them and what's going on. And it's like, it just seems all so calculated. Like, who called for the roast, right, with Tom Brady? Because there's something to that. And you got to believe it's something to it based upon probably that documentary coming out. I just think that it just seems interesting now that why would Robert Kraft put himself, you're the owner of the franchise, why would you ever put yourself in a position where you become infamous when you've done so many great things with two of the greatest to ever be a part, more than two, you've done it with multiple greatest ever of all time. Why even go down that? Why let your ego take you down that road? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Remember when Breer brought up the point, and it was kind of, I think we even said, you know, that's an angle of this that we hadn't thought about, but that Robert Kraft desperately wants to get into the Hall of Fame, and that there was some thought that once that stuff came out, you know, where he went to, you know, Orchids of Asia or whatever it's called in Jupiter, Florida.
You love saying
it. It's just so good.
It is a great name, like,
it really is.
To mess up.
It really is. Like
if you were going to try to get out of this one, like, hey, where was it that we caught these people at? It was called Orchids of Asia. Like, you can't get out of the way of that.
He went from Robert Kraft, owner of a team that won 6 Super Bowls, to Bobby Orchids.
Orchids.
With the flip of a switch.
I had at least 20 text messages. Saying Bobby Orchids, really? Really? Yeah, Bobby Orchids? It's kind of dope.
I wonder if he's almost in desperation mode to where he's got
a great t-shirt.
Bobby Orchids? Come on, man.
That's with the logo in the background.
Oh, my God.
One of those like caricatures of Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah. Man. Bobby Orchids.
What a design. I wonder if he's almost in desperation mode where he's got to try and change the narrative and the discussion about himself because he feels like maybe time's running out and he's got to get into the Hall of Fame. I guess Jerry Jones getting in before him really bothered him, like really bothered him. And when you think about it, he's got all the credentials. Like, he's got all those Super Bowl champions. He's run a successful franchise.
Sure. He's going in, but yeah. He's going in.
Okay. I mean,
there's no way Robert Kraft is not going into the NFL Hall of Fame.
He will definitely make it in. The question is, does he make it in ahead of Mike Shanahan? And the one thing that I think he has going for him that voters will be cognizant of is he is 82 years old. And so I think they look at someone like, I mean, not that you ever should, you know, take that for granted, just because Mike Shanahan's 11 years younger. It doesn't mean that you should surpass him because Kraft is older, but I think there is a thought to that. Like, hey, let's get an older guy in so he can be welcomed while he's still alive instead of potentially after his passing. So that would be the one thought, I think, because it's really between Mike Shanahan and Robert Kraft at this point, is it not?
Why the hell would Mike Shanahan not be in the Hall of Fame by now?
I have no idea. It almost like I when Albert Breer brought that up, I thought he was a part of the Hall of Fame already. I just assumed, and I was like, I looked up, like, wait a second, he's not a part of the Hall of Fame? It's ridiculous.
I mean, like, what other credentials do you need from him to be as far as like offensive minds that have changed the game or revolutionized the game? Like, Mike Shanahan's on a list, right? Of guys that have implemented something that is still used all these years later.
Yes.
So
widely used by the leagues, almost probably half the offenses.
And so you figure the Super Bowls, the Hall of Fame players he coached, the, you know, his innovations and ideas and stuff that he uses, and still just not in the Hall of Fame. There's no scandal. There's no, like, you know, background issues or anything like that. And for whatever reason, he's still not in the Hall of Fame. It's just odd.
So hopefully he'll get in, and hopefully that happens soon. But
no,
if you're
no Mikey Orchids,
if you're if you're Bobby Orchids, I would steer clear of that roast on Cinco de Mayo.
Hey.
That's not a safe place for you.
He still might get hit with a stray wherever he's sitting. wherever he's sitting, he's still gonna get hit.
Like if you were a professional comic and they called you and said, "Hey, can you come up with some material for us?" If somebody threw that at you and said, "By the way, here's this in case you were interested," that's the open and the close of my set. Like, I would open with Bobby Orchids and I would close with Bobby Orchids. And especially knowing that Belichick and Tom Brady are there just to make everybody feel that much more awkward. So we'll see how it plays out.
I don't think it makes them feel awkward. I think they'd probably just start laughing.
Brady would probably feel awkward, but I think Belichick would love it.
Yeah,
because you know, they tried to shame him with that, you know, that walk of shame video from Nantucket last year. Please, guy trying to have a good time with his shirt off. You know, God forbid he takes home a string.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been Lee for all we know.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
By the way, an update on Lee's status, by the way.
Yeah, no chance he makes it to the end of the show, I'll say that.
Yeah. Lee, what do you think about that?
Cannot confirm nor deny.
Hey. All right. We love you, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Final
sound
words.
Like LeBron right there.
Final
like,
words.
What the hell does that mean?
It was not me. All right,
We played taps for Lee.
We're going to talk about Lee all offseason now. Golly, Lee.
All right, it is two.
I will not answer that question. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Right now, he is in for a special Tuesday appearance. He is the old P, Petros Papadakis. You hear him on the Petros and Money Show, which can be heard on the Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, college football analyst.
You didn't
analyst.
Do it right. What? Come on, man. Do it again.
The Blowtorch.
Nah, that wasn't good enough, man. Come on, man. Do it. Bring him in right.
The Blowtorch.
There you go.
AM 570 LA Sports. The old P. Petros, what's happening?
What are you guys doing tomorrow? You got like a 2025 mock draft going on or something?
I was wondering the same thing, bro.
Ask Lee. Lee's moving some stuff around.
Yeah, Lee, why are we moving stuff around?
We got Kentucky Derby this week. We got a special guest, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, you
and
got,
I did, and I did want to wake Petros an extra hour early.
No, I my life is collapsing.
Dang, don't say that.
You know, it's all right. I've been replaced from the job I did on the Beach Life concert for like the last 6 years.
Oh, wait, no. What?
4 days out, they replaced me with a Kings cheerleader.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, what?
Is she good looking?
Well, hold on. Petra.
I would assume.
Hey,
Pete, what's her name?
Kylie?
Dang.
Hey, Petros, we've been promoting that thing for, what, a month?
I know.
So they took your
promotional. I texted them on Monday, like, hey, what's the plan this year? And they were like, well, actually.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here, and I'm happy to be here. What a time to be alive.
Well, listen, we do have a little bit of good news for you. I don't know if you had gotten a chance to see this, but The Athletic reported following...
I saw this.
Yeah, that, the Lakers are not only open to bringing back LeBron James on a three-year, $164 million extension, but they're open to drafting his son, Bronny. So, Petros, we play our cards right here. Screw beach life. We got
right?
Bronny life for the next
foreseeable
future.
Who needs UCLA or USC when you got the Lakers? You
know? How bad
it's
at
like,
P?
Every day I wake up, I lose another job. I used to have so many jobs.
Dang. You're Jamaican.
I used to be. Now I'm more like a Trinidadian.
I got tree jobs.
You only got tree jobs.
Tree jobs.
I have to say, I did just wake up to that, too. I saw it in Bleacher Report that the Lakers were open, quote unquote, to doing all these things. And it's just like somebody gave the King another big macro dose of Cialis, and he's going to continue to nail us here in L.A. We've been getting nailed by the King here for years, and it's pretty, I have to say, people aren't going to be into this. And I'm not, by people, I just don't mean like bitter, angry, aging radio types like myself. I mean Laker fans, people that really actually care about this team. This is not going to go over well if they try to do this. I understand the marketability of having LeBron and what else are you going to do? And we got to milk it for as long as we can. Kind of similar to the end of Kobe's career, which was marred with injury and first round exits and all those different things that we kind of don't remember anymore. But I saw that report and it was like, man, that is a punch to the stomach.
Did you hear his post game? Afterwards, his walk-off.
No, it was so late. I mean, I went to bed.
Okay, so if you want to hear it, it's about 10 seconds. I believe this was Dan Wojcicki who was asking him the question.
Oh, old Wojcicki?
Yeah, and so he asked him the question, and this is how it sounded before LeBron James walked off.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
And that's
just
it.
Basketball, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just
gone.
Basketball. I don't know.
I don't know if I want to answer that it's just basketball yet. You know, maybe I'll wait for that, Petro.
He's a great player. There's no doubt. He's one of the all-time greats. It can't be argued with. But, man, what a confounding person to cover. And the great thing word. Is like we're not – none of us are this dumb. But LeBron probably is, and we all just kind of go along with it. Like, okay, whatever you say. Like, it is amazing. And I'm sorry that I never felt this way when he was in Cleveland and Miami, and people would say, no, this guy is all the weird subtweeting and all that stuff. This guy, it's insufferable. And it truly is. It truly is. So good luck to the Lakers. We usually have Jeannie Buss come out every summer to one of our events, you know, on our summer thing that we do. And, you know, we just kind of grin and bear it and be like, hey, so, yeah, you're getting married to Jay Moore. Okay, great. You know, like we just tell her everything's awesome. I don't know what I'm going to do this summer.
Dang.
You know, if they bring LeBron back and draft Bronny, like, how am I going to be like, hey, welcome to the show, G? You know, like, I mean, I don't care. It's funny for all of us, but if I was a Laker fan, and I know there's a lot out there, if you thought Kobe was polarizing, which he was, People don't realize that, but Kobe was probably the most polarizing basketball player in the history of basketball before this guy. And he happens to be here in L.A., and unlike Kobe, he's not a lifetime Laker or anything like that. And we talk about it. All those things, they kind of become unsavory. And it all started when he arrived in town and said he was going to show up at a Blaze Pizza, and he never showed.
Yep.
A couple thousand people came out there ready to see the king, and what did they get to see? Nothing but the blight that we live amongst all the time here in the city of Los Angeles. Dang. Nothing.
Yeah, but he did tweet a photo of him in a swimming pool at the time those fans were waiting in the sun to see him at Blaze.
Yeah, he's got a great finger on the pulse of what people want.
Hand on the shaft.
Yeah, he really does. He's got a hand on the shaft of the remote control of the world.
Dang.
We're getting nailed by the king, Brady. You ought to come out to L.A. It feels great.
Okay. I try to, we have to wear a mask on while that happens, so I try to avoid that. I'm not sure really where to go from here. I wanted to stay on the topic of the Lakers only because I guess it's like,
About Bronny?
Well, not so much even Bronny, just like, what are they selling? Like, I actually think the Clippers are a more,
They have a new arena.
Well, that too.
New arena is going to open up next year, and they got more toilets than anybody in the history of the world.
Dang, sweet.
Now, why is that? Is that because all the
Russell Wilson's old house?
Is that because all the vegan diets out there, all those acai bowls people are eating?
What they've done to? I thought that was spelled Akai.
Akai? What? How are you
joking? It's a joke. You were right.
I just know people are spraying it like a fire hose after they eat those things.
Jeez.
Yeah. So a defecation joke?
Yeah, it was.
Is that the direction you wanted to take?
That's what
grow up, Petros.
Well, I guess I said
grow
that.
Up, Petros. I didn't
yeah,
say that.
Grow up. Thanks.
Oh.
Listen, they're opening a new arena in Inglewood. Everybody knows that. The thing that bothers me about it is now that there's like these two big arenas in Inglewood and they reopen the Forum as a concert venue, do you know they've closed 7 schools in Inglewood? Since then,
really?
They're closing Morningside High, and Morningside High School is where Byron Scott and Lisa Leslie, Jim Herrick was the coach there, before he went to Pepperdine. Now, I don't under the financial situation and how they've been mismanaged or whatever they've been doing in Inglewood over the years. That's part of the argument, but really, what the argument is, from what I understand, is. Now that all these places have gone to Inglewood and they've kind of revitalized the community in a certain way, if you look at it like that, where they scoop all the hobos out and stuff when they have the Super Bowl to act like there's no hobos there, they closed 7 schools because the property's so valuable now. And they can sell the property. Dude, they closed 7 schools for kids in Inglewood. So it's kind of hard to be like, yeah, I can't wait for this new Clipper arena. It reminds me of that story. And Morningside High is the most recognizable one because it's a high school. But the rest are like middle schools and junior highs and stuff. And it's all BS because they're changing that whole city around because the Clippers are showing up. But, hey, toilets.
I mean, as long as they don't touch Randy's Donuts, I think that's really the most important thing of all this.
If Randy's Donuts becomes a Krispy Kreme, then...
Yikes.
We really got nailed
There's
by the
no
kid.
Hope left. Can I ask one question before we let you go, or at least, I don't know, maybe another question after, but what was your opinion on your boy Caleb getting drafted? I mean, you know.
A long-distance call from a mystery blonde. I mean, he was getting like there was it would have been a shock if he wasn't right.
Yes, it would have.
Yeah. I mean, I find the draft interesting later, you know, usually around the time the second round starts, because like that's when people I covered a bunch get drafted. Right. Like weird players like that tight end from Kansas State, you know, people like that. And that's cool. I'm always excited to see how that plays out because it's less predictable, and that's kind of where my football expertise lies. But in the first round, I mean, you guys got drafted. You guys went through the process. You understand so much more about it, and that's why your show's so valuable, especially around this time of year, because you can talk about what it's like. I don't think people realize what a difficult thing it is, whether you're Caleb Williams, who seems to have a great deal of confidence, or anybody. the draft is a really weird time because being on a football team is like you're always protected, right, in a certain kind of way, by the pads, by your teammates, by the tunnel, by the sideline. You're always kind of insulated. And when you get done playing football, no matter if you're going to be the number one pick on the draft, you don't have that team anymore. You've been spit out, and you're now an individual, and you're just out there kind of floating in space. And I guess these guys deal with it a lot more nowadays with the transfer portal and kind of the way individuals have been celebrated more in the sport. But I always think about that. Like, these are really young people, and it's a very lonely time. And everybody, as you can see in their family and their periphery and their girlfriend, everybody's trying to be close to them in that moment. And that part of it is kind of an interesting social experiment to watch. But for me, it's more interesting kind of down the line where the guys start getting drafted second, third, fourth round. But you guys have dealt with it a lot more, that weird kind of feeling in the draft. And I just can't believe so many people show up to see somebody's name get called and to boo the governor of Michigan. Right. It's like, like 700,000 people showed up for that. Like, hey, we're the Denver people. We wear big Denver hats. It's like, like, did the NFL place you there? Do they give you the sign? Like,
right. No, people love football, man.
I get it, but it's not football.
They love it.
But it's not football.
They're not getting nailed by the king.
No, you're right. You're not getting nailed by the kid.
Somebody is.
Yeah.
Petros.
Well, Petros is the rest of today. Petros, you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you're going to get nailed, P.
Yeah.
That's bent over a barrel, P. Petros.
Whoa. I have a new oil that I'm using. It's it's like a CBD oil so as opposed to the KY.
Take that. Take that. Yeah.
It's called Grandma Curl. Yeah.
Get you some. The king.
Get him on Twitter, at the old P. We appreciate it. We'll do it again next week, Petros.
Love you, old P.
Hey, how sad did Joe Alt's girlfriend look?
Does she look sad?
By the way, is it me or did he get up and like hug everyone awkwardly? Hmm. Or when you're that big, do you just look awkward? If
I had him on the show, he seemed pretty. I was like, "You're not going to go Hollywood, are you, Joe? You're not going to stop wearing that quarter zip."
What would he say?
No, no, sir. This is who I am, and I am a play right tackle.
No, sir. No, no, sir.
Look at you already making fun of the Notre Dame guy.
I love him.
Petros.
Wake up the echoes.
Well, there are going to be some echoes being waked up when the king is nailing you today, buddy.
Yeah.
Would you stop with the getting nailed by the king?
Enough.
I've been saying it for 2 years. It's like you're like the guy in the 80s that just figured out where's the beef.
Oh, no.
Saying it over and over again.
You know where it is.
Hey, where's the beef, P? Where's the beef? Yeah, where's the beef?
You know exactly where it is.
Yeah. It's swinging from the king.
Come out and play.
We'll see you, Petros. There he is, the great Petros Papadakis.
He's the best. He's the best.
Can't stop, won't stop. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.